WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly on a hamster wheel, spinning faster and faster but getting nowhere? Like there's this invisible pressure building up inside, threatening to explode? You know that feeling when deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your to-do list seems longer than the grocery store aisle? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. We live in a world obsessed with productivity, achievement, and always being on. It's no wonder stress has become our unwelcome constant companion. But here's the good news. We don't have to be slaves to stress. We can learn to manage it, even thrive amidst pressure. Today's episode is all about practical strategies for managing stress and pressure. Think of it as your mental toolbox for staying calm, cool, and collected in the face of chaos. First things first, let's talk about awareness. You can't effectively manage something you don't recognize. So, become a stress detective. Pay attention to those physical signs. Tense muscles, racing heart, headaches. Recognize those mental whispers, anxiety, overthinking, negativity. Once you identify your stressors and have them manifest in your body and mind, you can start taking targeted action. Next up is breathing, the ultimate stress buster. Seriously, take a deep breath right now. Inhale slowly through your nose, filling your lungs, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat that several times, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. Deep breathing triggers your relaxation response, calming your nervous system and reducing those physical symptoms of stress. It's like hitting the reset button for your brain. Now, let's talk about boundaries. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your physical space, right? Apply that same logic to your time and energy. Learn to say no politely but firmly when you're feeling overloaded. Delegate tasks when possible and prioritize self-care activities that recharge you, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Remember, saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout. Think about your mindset. Are you constantly comparing yourself to others? Dwelling on past mistakes? Focusing on what you lack instead of what you have. Negative self-talk is like a poison, slowly eroding your confidence and fueling anxiety. Practice gratitude by acknowledging the good things in your life, big and small. Focus on your strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, and remind yourself that you are capable and worthy. Lastly, don't underestimate the power of connection. We're social creatures hardwired for community. Reach out to loved ones, spend time with people who uplift you, and build meaningful relationships. Sharing your struggles and triumphs with others can provide support, perspective, and a sense of belonging. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Think about that last stressful situation you faced. How did it make you feel? Tense? Anxious? Overwhelmed? Now imagine approaching it with a calmer mindset, clear boundaries, and supportive connections. Could you handle it differently? Yes, absolutely. By incorporating these strategies into your daily life, you can learn to manage stress, reduce pressure, and create a more peaceful and fulfilling experience. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep moving forward. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Start by practicing deep breathing exercises throughout the day, set realistic boundaries in your personal and professional life, and connect with someone who makes you feel good. Share this episode with a friend who could use some stress-busting tips, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of calm and confident individuals together. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic life filled with peace, purpose, and a whole lot of resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.